In sports this morning, the Ryder Cup belongs to the Americans once again following a strong showing over the weekend, leading to a 17-11 victory over Europe. Patrick Reed got the ball rolling with a one-up win over Rory McIlroy in the first singles match of the day yesterday. The Cup clinching point came from captain's pick Ryan Moore, who wasn't even a member of the team a week ago. Other U.S. winners on Sunday included Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Brent Snedeker, Brooks Koepka, and Zach Johnson. The best match of the day finished in a tie. Phil Mickelson carded 10 birdies, Sergio Garcia had 9, as they halved their match. Football, the Dallas Cowboys improved to 3-1 behind rookie quarterback Dak Prescott as they beat the 49ers 24-17.
Prescott looking to throw, steps up, guns it far side, Williams stepping up, Williams wrestling for the pass, Terrence Williams, touchdown Cowboys!
In the late game last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers jumped out to a quick lead and went out to down the Kansas City Chiefs 43-14. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 5 touchdown passes, including this one to Antonio Brown.
Play action. Roethlisberger sets up, throwing deep over the middle to the left side, looking for Antonio Brown. Jump ball caught. Touchdown! Antonio Brown doing a dance in the end zone as he puts 6 more on the board. His second touchdown grab of the night makes it 21-0. Steelers still in the first quarter in Pittsburgh.
Other winners yesterday in the NFL included Jacksonville, Buffalo, Chicago, Seattle, Washington, Houston, Atlanta, Oakland, Los Angeles, New Orleans, and Denver. In baseball, the Royals wrapped up their season at home yesterday. Steve Stewart has our report.
The Royals finish 81-81 after getting swept by Cleveland. Final Sunday 3-2. Chesler Cuthbert tied the game 2-2 with a fifth-inning solo homer, his 12th of the year, but Cleveland pulled ahead 3-2 in the eighth on a sacrifice fly by Francisco Lindor. Ian Kennedy was good again, 7 2/3 innings, 3 runs, but it wasn't enough. 29,475 was the attendance, almost 30,000. The Royals drew over 2.5 million for the year, their second highest attendance ever. Have a great offseason. We'll talk to you in February here on the Royals Radio Network.
Playoffs are set. The Toronto Blue Jays, Baltimore Orioles, and San Francisco Giants won the remaining 3 wildcard berths yesterday, while the St. Louis Cardinals and Detroit Tigers fell short. The Blue Jays will host the Orioles in the American League wildcard game on Tuesday, with the winner heading to Texas to play the Rangers in the divisional series. The Giants will take on the Mets on Wednesday in New York as the 2 wildcard teams battle for the right to face the Chicago Cubs in the National League playoff series. And finally, the new AP College football poll is out. Alabama's number 1, Ohio State 2. Clemson moves up 2 spots to number 3. Michigan's 4. And now Washington moves up 5 spots as they are now the 5th team in the country. With your morning sports report, I'm Dan Hubbard. In sports this morning, even though they had the weekend off, the Garden City Community College Bronkbuster football team remains 5th in the latest NJCAA football poll. Dodge City makes the big jump. They jump up 8 spots to number 10 after their win over Butler. Highland appears in the ranking for the first time after beating Hutchinson over the weekend. They are number 20. Monday Night Football last night saw the Atlanta Falcons go into New Orleans and beat the Saints 45-32. Devin Coleman rushed for 3 touchdowns, and Devontae Freeman had 207 yards from scrimmage and a touchdown reception in the game.
Back and back, pedals and throws it out to Freeman on the numbers. He has it at the 15. A little catch. He's down to the 10, down the near sideline, the 5, and he goes over the pylon and has the touchdown for Atlanta.
In baseball, the Royals had the night off last night. They return to action tonight, as Steve Stewart reports.
Tonight, it's the Royals and the Minnesota Twins at Kauffman Stadium. We hope you'll join us for all the action. Our coverage begins this evening at 5:30 on the Royals Radio Network.
American League Finals last night. The winners were Yankees, Cleveland, Milwaukee, the Chicago White Sox, Seattle, and the Angels. In the National League, the Cubs, Arizona, Miami, Milwaukee, and Cincinnati all winners. A couple of NBA notes this morning. Miami Heat President Pat Riley has told reporters that he believes Chris Bosh has played his final game with the Miami Heat, saying the team is not working toward his return. And Clipper forward Paul Pierce has announced that this year will be his final NBA season, as he'll soon be turning 39 years of age. With your latest sports report, I'm Dan Hubbard. In sports this morning, the Garden City Buffaloes boys soccer team fell to Dodge City 2-1, the winning goal coming late in the 62nd minute. Dodge City peppered the net the whole game by outshooting the Buffaloes 32-3 before picking up the winning goal. Week 4 of the NFL season got started last night as the Cincinnati Bengals knocked off the Miami Dolphins 22-7. Andy Dalton was 22 of 31 passing for 296 yards, and this touchdown pass to A.J. Green.
From the 7. Bernard in the backfield, quick hitter to the far side. Green with the catch, breaks a tackle, and Green walks end zone. Touchdown, Bengals.
That's Ian Eagle on the call from Westwood One. The Bengals are now 2-2 on the year. The Dolphins slipped to 1-3. College football last night, Greg Ward Jr. threw for a career-high 389 yards and accounted for 5 touchdowns in just more than 3 quarters to help the 6th-ranked Houston Cougars knock off UConn last night, 42-14. The unbeaten Cougars now 5-0 for the second straight year. A late rally lifted the Minnesota Twins over the Royals last night. Steve Stewart has our report from the K.
On their 10th try, the Twins finally won a game at Kauffman Stadium last night. Final score was 7-6. Minnesota 3 in the ninth inning off Kelvin Herrera to go ahead 7-4. Royals scored 2 in the bottom of the ninth, but Terrence Gore picked off of first base for the 27th out, and it was a one-run Minnesota victory. Paula Orlando equaled a career high with 4 hits, including 2 doubles. Drew Butera equaled a career high with 3 hits of his own. 3 with Cleveland this weekend, beginning tonight. We're on at 6:30 on the Royals Radio Network.
Catch tonight's game on AM 1340 Big Dog Sports. American League winners last night, the Yankees, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, and Seattle. Cleveland and Detroit were rained out. In the National League, Washington, the Cubs, Atlanta, St. Louis, the Dodgers, and the Giants also all picked up wins. And one golf note this morning, Ryder Cup captain Davis Loves III is hoping that his U.S. squad can break Europe's recent dominance when the 3 days of the Ryder Cup matches get started today at Hazeltine in Minnesota. Europe has won the last 3 Ryder Cup tournaments and 8 of the last 10. With your morning sports report, I'm Dan Hubbard.